Now let's go over to the book of James, 5th chapter, verse 11. We count them happy that endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that he is very pitiful and tender mercy. There's tender mercy again. And above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be yea, lest you fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Now, that's not sickness and disease. He started off with tests, temptations, and trials. So he's back over to that. If any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith. Faith in what? In the name. In the name of the Lord. Now, the oil doesn't do it. But the oil is a point of contact. And I gave you my testimony about this little malignant dot here, and for those of you that didn't, yeah, and I'd like to give it anyway. It's just about the size of a grain of rice. I went back and looked at different TV footage to see it and try to put a timeline on it. And there's some particularly at our prayer cabin, I could see that little white spot. And it began to itch, and I scratched it a little bit, kind of whelped up, and then it got to where it hurt when I scratch it. So we had it looked at, and Bob said, and sure enough, it was malignant. And so I called my pastor and Pastor Terry, and Gloria was there in our kitchen, and John and Kelly were on the phone, and Gloria's good friend, BB, and well, that's her name is Brenda June. But when she was young, her brother called her BB, and she called him Boy. So that's what they go. And I still don't know what Boy's name is, but anyway. I thought they were saying Boy. It didn't come out as Boy. She called him Boy, and he called her BB. Anyway, they were all there in agreement. So I called for my pastor. And so George and Terry were standing right here. He was, let's see, where were you? I was standing right in our kitchen there. We have a kitchen breakfast bar that comes over here. And so we were standing there. He was standing here. Terry was here. And Gloria was here and BB was there. John and Kelly on the phone. And so he opened her right here. And we all prayed. And he took the oil bottle. And that right here. And he went through this exactly. This is important now. This is a covenant matter. So you do exactly as the articles of the covenant say. When it says, any two of you shall ask, both of you ask. Amen. It's extremely important to follow the directions of the covenant. So he took that oil on his finger, and as he prayed, he touched that. And when he did, a shock went through me, and it just flew out my mouth. You know, glory to God, that did it. So, I mean, went through the thing, you know. And then they came back and they said, of course you had to go to another doctor. And so they came in and said, well, now, doctor will take their, he'll a little shave in there. And you maybe need to stay 30 minutes to maybe a couple of hours until there's no sign of any cancer cells. So we're up there in the waiting room. They came back in. And she came back in about 30 minutes. And she said, well, Mr. Copeland, there's no sign of any cancer cells. So you can go back over and let the other guy sew it up. So I just want some witnesses. You can hardly see the scar.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's cool.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Yeah. My God did that. My Jesus did that. The Word of God did that, because the Word is God in the flesh.
Yes.
This Word, this Holy Scripture, these holy covenants.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and so are we.
Yes.
We've been raised up together and made to sit together with Him in the heavenlies. Glory to God. Read the book of Ephesians. That's what this is all about.
Hallelujah.
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 It'll work.
Yes, sir.
If you will work it.
Yes.
Prayer does not make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, I will. Open your Bible to the book of Joshua. Actually, it's the same word translated Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Joshua 1:8, I wrote here at the headline, God always has a plan of victory. He always has a plan of victory. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which they give to you, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given you, as I said unto Moses. Notice this. I've given this to you. But you have to possess it. I have given this to you, but you have to go possess it. I hear him saying, I have given and provided you healing, now you have to receive it. Amen. It's not based on feelings. It's based on what you believe. Amen. Praise God. Even in the wilderness, so forth, verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Did you get that? I will not fail you nor forsake you. Just go check out sometime, get you a good concordance, and see how many times he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I used to say, well, you know, be with us, Lord, glory to God. And I'd get in the airplane and I'd say, well, be with us on this trip. Well, be with us on this trip. And he got tired of hearing that. And he'll kind of wait and catch you off guard, you know, sometime when you're not thinking about it. And I said that. I said, be with us on this trip. He said, are you going? What? Are you going? Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here with the engine running. I'm yes, I'm going. He said, well, I'm over there where you're going. I'm here when you left, and I'm on the inside of you. Now, don't ever say, be with me again. I had to believe that he was there. Amen. Just be with me was not, it was an empty shell of a prayer. It had no authority whatsoever. I never said it again. I began to say, glory to God, come on, Lord, let's go. And he brought me to a place very quickly. to pray this. I plead the blood of Jesus over this airplane for protection against every evil thing, every evil person. Every evil plan of the devil is bound and stopped and thwarted. Ministering spirits, lift us up in your hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone, and keep us in all of our ways according to the 91st Psalm. And bless our partners all over the world, wherever and whomever they are. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go. And I pray, I have the mind of Christ, and I have the flying mind of Christ. He's taught me many things about flying. He invented flying. He invented birds, and we copied the birds. Do it when you get in your car. Just lay your hand on that car. Say, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this car. And according to the 91st Psalm, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this car for protection against every evil spirit, every evil person, every evil thing. Nobody will bump this car, and it'll bump nobody as long as it's in my possession. You needed to do that when you got the car and you dedicated, put your hands on it and do that. Then you don't ever have wrecks. And everything, whatever you own, pray it over your lawnmower. Everything we have belongs to Him. Well, you know, all of it belongs to Him. Not unless you dedicate it to Him. It doesn't. Mm-mm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, look at the 8th verse. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe or see how to do according to all that's written therein. Then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success or deal. One translation, I believe it's Amplified, said, you will deal wisely in all the affairs of life. Hallelujah. Have I not commanded thee? Do you see the question? He didn't say, I command you. No, he said, have I not commanded you? Be strong. Okay, I'm strong. Of good courage. Yes. Be not afraid. I'm not afraid. Neither be dismayed. I am not dismayed. For the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. But meditating in it day and night is really something. Just put your mind on Him and think about Him and think about that cross and think about Him going to hell and think about Him being raised up. And you begin to confess it. I have a covenant of blood with the Savior of the world. My Lord and my God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Straighten up, soul, and bless Him. Stop being afraid of what's at hand in the day. Glory to God. I always have more than enough. I always have more than enough. I have more than enough in inflation. I have more than enough in prosperous times. I have more than enough. I serve the God that created it all in the first place. Hallelujah. I live for Him. I live because of Him, and He lives for me. I got up on the treadmill there one morning, I'll tell you, just really ready to go. My routine. I get up early and before breakfast, get on the treadmill, and I do 32 minutes. And in that 32 minutes, only the first 5 and the last 2 are without incline. One is to warm up and the other 2 to cool down. And so just get on there and just have a wonderful time. And I stepped up there one day, and this came up in my spirit. Kenneth, Now, see, he asked me if I would stay in the earth until I'm 120 years old. And I asked him why. And he began to talk about the anointing. And he's talking about preaching the word of faith. And he said, I need that in the earth. And he said, he went up 10 by 10 by 10. He said, when you get to 90, I have so very few. And when you get to 100, I don't have any. And 115 and 120, he said, I need you. My body needs you. That because at that point, the prophet's ministry will have grown to a place where it can reach its potential. So I stood there that morning and he said, Kenneth, I sacrificed my body for yours. Now you're sacrificing your body for mine. Oh, glory to God. It just fired me up even more. Well, I was doing that on the 12th of February, which is Gloria's birthday. And I got up early that morning and got on the treadmill. And she wasn't up yet. And so I hadn't had a chance to... I told her happy birthday the night before. But I got on the treadmill before she got up. And I'm watching her on Healing School, which I watch her all... I've learned so much from her. And so I'm watching that. And I heard this. Big. I mean, just big on the inside of me. This is the next phase of your healing ministry. This is the next phase of your healing ministry. Well, then he went ahead and began to talk to me about some things, and we have time, I'll share those with you before we're done. But this is it. This is the next phase of this healing ministry. Glory to God. Well, she was out of healing ministry there for a while, but she's coming back, and it won't be very long. Glory to God. But now, God always has a victory plan. Amen. So that's what he does. So now, hallelujah. I want to go to Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Keeping the commandments just because it's a commandment. No. But when you keep it with your heart out of respect and honor, those commandments were not given to make it hard. No. Now, the ones that received the commandments made it hard. But if you read those commandments, if you go back and actually read them, the blessing is tied to them. In other words, he's saying, don't covet another man's wife. I'll give you one better looking than she is. Don't go to them, come to me. Don't be stealing stuff. No. I'll prosper you to the point where you're a giver, not a stealer. And don't be lying about things. Don't do that. I am the truth, the way, and the life. Stay with me. Speak my words. We're in covenant together, which means I have reached down and picked you up and brought you to my equal. Walk with me. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Jesus said, you come to me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And I will give you rest. Amen. Amen. But that's what those commandments were about. And they came up to him and they said, they were tempting him, and they said, what is the greatest commandment of all? Listen to what he said. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. What? Love, love, love. Then he said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And all men, all people, you know, they'll know you're my disciples by the way you love one another. Walk in love, keep that commandment. Isn't that outstanding?
Yes.
Now, let's put that up in the Classic Amplified, please. My son, forget not my law. Let thine heart keep my commandments. Keep going. For length of days, are you listening?
Yes.
For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continuing through old age until death, these shall they add to you. Somebody shout amen. Glory to God. Now that right there. But now we have to do our part. There was one woman came to Brother Hagin. She came first to Aretha Hagin. And she said, I don't understand it. I said, what? She said, well, and she was just huge. And she said, there were some people cast the spirit of gluttony out of me. But she said, they said, well, now you can just go ahead and eat anything you want to eat. That doesn't work. Let mercy and truth not forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart so that you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel, or medicine to your navel, and marrow to your bones. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's His plan. Divine health is His plan.
Hello, I'm Martin Hawkins from Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Europe. I'd like to greet all of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You are so precious and so special to us. I've got some great news for you. I'm here in Harrogate at the Harrogate Convention Centre. And this summer in June, Brother Copeland's coming here along with his good friend, Brother Jerry Savelle. We're going to have a great time together. There'll be praise and worship and great teaching, and the opportunity for you to fellowship and come and meet some of the staff from the KCM office. So if you can join us in beautiful Harrogate from the 1st to the 3rd of June for the Europe Victory Campaign, you'll be very welcome. You'll be very blessed. Expect faith, expect victory.
When panic and fear are all around us and uncertainty about the future looms ahead, we know who we can trust. Jesus is the healer, and we have His health plan in the Word of God. Gloria Copeland, having studied Scripture and taught on healing for over 50 years, shares a clear view on how you can get and stay healthy in the Your Healing Prescription Package. Included is Gloria's six-message audio teaching, Healing School, in which she teaches how to use the Word of God as a weapon against sickness and disease. 3 Steps to the Good Life, a mini book by Gloria on how to live healthy, whole, and healed, and an RX healing brochure with over 50 scripture references to fill your eyes, ears, and spirit with what the Bible says about your health. Even in uncertain times, the Word of God is always true and never fails. We don't have to lose out on the life God has for us if we keep fear out of our hearts and mouths and fix our eyes on the victory side of life. You can live whole and healed no matter what.
Request your healing prescription MP3 package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Take God's healing prescription. Let the Word of God and these teaching resources help you receive your healing and stay well. See yourself living healthy and whole. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordhuyck. Living by God's Word is the way that you live in the blessing of the Lord, and healing is included in the blessing. Psalms 103, verse 2 through 5 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, and who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called Your Healing Prescription Package. It includes an audio teaching of Gloria Copeland's Healing School, a book on 3 steps to the good life, and a list of 50 healing scriptures. These teaching resources will give you the biblical foundation to live healthy, healed, and whole. God wants you well. He wants you to continually live in His supernatural power so that every part of your life is impacted by the blessing. This is a great addition to your healing library, so be sure to request your free package today on kcm.org. While you're online, read KCM's daily devotional From Faith to Faith. Each day, you'll receive faith-building teaching from Kenneth or Gloria Copeland that you can post or share with your family and friends. Keep the Word going into your eyes and into your ears. Let it get down into your heart, and it will come out of your mouth in faith. I want to pray for your healing right now. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I release the healing power of God to touch and heal everyone watching today. Jesus, we thank You that by Your stripes, we were healed, and if we were healed, then we are healed. So we receive it by faith right now in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching today. This is Spencer Nordhuyck reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.